Lower petrol prices have led to a surge in the sale of larger vehicles around the world. Nonetheless, the push is on to boost the development of alternative fuels. Nissan Renault has this week been talking up the future of hydrogen-fueled cars, and the pioneering electric car company Tesla has recently released its first sports car in Australia. Its network of charging stations are still being built, but experts say the advancements in technology developed for the car will revolutionise the way we use and store power. Natalie Whiting has the story.
It doesn't have the growl of a V8 engine, but the latest electric car on the market, the Tesla Model S, is lacking none of the power.
You get exactly the same feeling you get at the start of a hydraulically driven amusement ride at Dreamworld.
Simon Hackett was the first person in Australia to get one of the cars. He's a self-described electric car enthusiast and the co-founder of internet company Internode. He also sits on the government's NBN board.
This is the first electric car that doesn't involve any compromises. It's just a great car that happens to be electric.
His car will be registered and on the road this week. He says the Model S marks the turning point for electric cars becoming more mainstream.
Typically, electric cars have only sold in relatively small quantities. The Model S, there's already been more than 60,000 of them built. They're now building them at about the rate of 50,000 to 60,000 a year. So it's a real car in real production volumes. It's no longer an experiment.
Dr. Peter Pudney from the University of South Australia has done extensive study on electric cars. He says while other technologies are being looked at, electric is the most likely to succeed long term.
The automotive industry has been looking at hydrogen for decades. They're starting to show a bit more interest in it now. There are some significant problems to be overcome with hydrogen. Firstly, generating and storing the hydrogen is difficult, and the overall efficiency of generating hydrogen and then converting it back to electricity and into motion is pretty inefficient. So my view is that electric cars really are the future.
Tesla has built high-powered charging stations on highways in Europe, China and the US. They're now starting work in Australia, and it won't be long before we see them alongside major highways here as well. But usually, people would charge the vehicles at home.
The electricity industry is looking fairly carefully at what that's going to mean for the reliability of supply to areas. If everybody in an area starts plugging in electric vehicles at the same time, then it could cause problems. But it's reasonably easy to influence when people will recharge their vehicles by, you know, some fancy electronics or by just tariffs that encourage people to recharge when the rest of the network is not heavily loaded.
Dr. Pudney says the technology involved is continuing to improve.
Over the last few years, the amount of energy you get out of a given weight of batteries has almost doubled. That could mean two things, either that cars can become more efficient by having a lighter vehicle, or we could just have equally heavy vehicles and with increased range. So it gives you more options.
Dr. Peter Pudney from the University of South Australia, ending that report from Natalie Whiting.